This is St. Louis Public Radio. Conservationists are waging a war on bush honeysuckle, an invasive non-native plant that has overrun woodlands in Missouri and Illinois. When a listener wrote to our Curious Lewis feature asking what can be done to stop the spread of honeysuckle, St. Louis Public Radio reporter Mary Leonard went looking for answers, and she found some hungry goats.
Jim Ruggles is feeding a herd of goats on his farm in Eldred, Illinois, about 70 miles north of St. Louis.
All right, girls, let's get a treat. Who wants a treat?
They're chowing down on goat feed this afternoon, but they'd just as soon be munching on bush honeysuckle. That craving has earned these goats admission to college. On April 21st, Ruggles will drive them to Maryville University in St. Louis, where they'll spend the day doing what goats do.
They're there to eat bush honeysuckle and show you how much they like to eat bush honeysuckle. They like any kind of bitter leaf. So they like poison ivy, the bush honeysuckle.
These goats are the star attraction of Goat Week, an annual honeysuckle awareness event put on by biology students. Ruggles says the students help him with the goat wrangling, but it can be challenging.
One of my goats was way too friendly and went through the fence, so she was expelled.
Maryville assistant professor Kira Krakos says the goats bring a lot of attention to the cause.
This is an education-focused event in which we showcase creative ways to weed honeysuckle and get rid of it. And people love the goats. They love to come down and see them and watch them eat the honeysuckle. And when they do that, we also educate them about the importance of getting rid of invasive species.
Bush honeysuckle plants were introduced in the United States in the late 1800s for landscaping and erosion control. But conservationists warn that honeysuckle has gotten out of hand. It appears early in the spring and remains green late into the fall, choking out native trees and plants.
It's not as fast as kudzu, which is the vine that ate the South, but it is a danger to our ecosystem. Every time you have a tree that's fruiting, maybe it's just one tree in your yard or a hedge, but those seeds are being consumed by birds and taken elsewhere.
The Missouri Department of Conservation says small honeysuckle plants can be pulled by hand. For large bushes, cut the stems close to the ground and apply a herbicide, or dig out the roots. Krakos says that renting goats would be a lot easier.
The whole trick with using goats for honeysuckle is the timing. When the honeysuckle comes up, you have about a 10-day, two-week window before the other plants get going, and that's when you bring your goats.
In some states, like Indiana and California, there are goat rental companies for brush clearing. But in the St. Louis area, it helps to know a farmer who has goats. That's the case at Willoughby Heritage Farm, which is owned by the Collinsville Area Recreation District. Willoughby rents goats from a local farmer to control invasive plants on its acreage. Supervisor Carol Frecker says the grounds were inundated with honeysuckle, an ideal situation for goats.
So we didn't have to worry about, let's make sure they don't eat this plant or that plant. We just said, hey, go for it. Where we're standing, you couldn't even walk through. You couldn't even see through it.
To demonstrate how it works, Frecker leads a goat named Dipstick down a steep slope into a thicket of honeysuckle. Dipstick chomps away. And Frecker says these weed eaters are popular with the kids.
It's not only great for the environment, but it's fun. Goats they're fun animals.
But these little guys can't stop the spread of honeysuckle, no matter how much they eat. So groups like the Missouri Botanical Garden are enlisting volunteers to join community hackathons at area parks and conservation areas. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.